gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. In any large concern, there's always a vast amount of correspondence which is whizzed about from one office to another. Most of it sent in order to let other offices know that there are other offices. Admiralties send each other their share of waste paper, and it seems Sub-Lieutenant Phillips has copped more than his share aboard HMS Troutbridge.
Morning, Mr. Phillips.
What are you supposed to be doing?
I thought it was time I dealt with some of the ship's correspondence.
It is time. Now, this is absolutely monstrous. What's been happening about our return?
That's why I've got so much stuff to deal with now. Most of this lot is Leslie's returns. Returned.
Yeah, let's see. Please clarify. Incorrect form. Should only be answered by battleships and above. This return discontinued since 1918. Nothing today, thank you. Yes, you certainly seem to have been a model of business efficiency, Mr. Phillips.
Well, it's also jolly confusing, sir. I mean, why do we have to fill up so many forms? Why don't they ask us to fill just one form a year that says, yes, we're all here and we want food and wallop?
Don't be ridiculous. Anything else in your little collection I ought to know about?
Well, there's an Admiralty fleet order that could get jolly nasty, sir.
There are very few AFOs that couldn't. What's this one?
Here you are, sir.
Consequent upon the urgent need for reduction of manpower, it has been decided that all commanding officers should list all possible redundant commissioned personnel forthwith, and all petty officers and all ratings in excess of immediate requirements.
Jolly nasty, hmm?
Jolly nasty indeed. Well, the Navy was a good life while it lasted, I suppose.
No comment.
This is very serious. I mean, if they do chuck us out, what are we going to do?
Goodness knows. I mean, I'm just not cut out for civilian life.
You're not cut out for service life either. Perhaps I'd better have a word with Pertwee, see if he can suggest anything.
Ship stores here. Able Seaman Johnson chatting. And if you want the chief, he's in conference.
Who with?
Me. Ooh, is that number one speaking?
It is, Johnson.
Oh, I think the conference is over. Meeting declared closed. ER chief, it's number one.
You thick-headed, dozy dumpling. What do you want to tell old busybody I was here for? Hello, sir, and nice to hear from you.
Thank you, Chief. I'd ring you more frequently, but you know what a busybody I am.
Oh, we do indeed, sir, and it's just that... Good morning, wrong number.
Chief, come up here at once, will you?
Aye, busybody. No. Oh, I wish I was dead.
I often wondered what it was he called me. Pertwee's coming up, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, good show, busy, but... I've been busy whilst you were on the blower, sir, and I think this form might well be the answer.
What is it?
Well, sir, it says that applications are invited from personnel wishing to undergo a civilian adjustment course at St. John's Wood, London.
Civilian adjustment course? Oh, that must be one of those efforts that where they teach you a trade.
That's it, sir, yes. How to demand a tea break. When to go on strike and all that carry on.
Carry on, that's an idea. Have you ever thought of going into films, Mr. Phillips?
No, not likely, sir. No, sir. Why?
It's just a thought. There's a chap in those carry-on films who looks as gormless as you do sometimes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
Not at all. Pleasure. Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes, I do, Chief. Mr. Phillips, show him that AFO.
Aye, sir. Here you are, Chief. Have a butcher's at that.
Thank you, sir. Consequent upon the urgent need for reduction of manpower, it has been decided that all COs should list all possible redundant commissioned personnel forthwith. Oh. Oh, what a shame.
Trust Pertwee to take it to heart. Loyal to a fault, this one.
Yeah, quite.
Chief.
Sir?
Now read on.
Aye?
Yeah, read on, yeah. Forthwith.
And all petty officers and ratings in excess of immediate requirements. It's a carve-up, that's what it is! It's a dirty, diabolical carver. You've got to stop them. You've got to stop them, sir, please. It's no laughing matter. If old Thundergut sees this, he'll have us thrown out into the cruel, cruel world by the end of the week, sir.
Oh, do you think it'll take as long as that?
You better have a look at this thing as well, Chief.
This one is about volunteers for a civilian adjustment course.
There's something else, sir. I've been working it out. And if we put our names down for this course thing, and they accept us, then we know for certain we're being pushed out. On the other hand, if they don't accept us, we'll know old Thunderguts hasn't listed us as redundant after all.
Stone me!
Good gracious.
Now, what's the matter?
All that long bit of talking?
Well, what about it?
It made sense.
You've never worked out anything as complicated as that and got it right before. Your deduction was completely logical.
Lummy, say it was. You know, chaps, it's at a time like this that a chap feels jolly proud of a chap.
Yes, it's worth a medal or two at least, sir.
No, better than that, we'll even do what he suggests. We'll all apply for this adjustment course and see what happens.
Fancy that. It made sense. I can't get over it. By Leslie, Chappie is a clever George. I mean, by chap, George is a clever Leslie.
Oh, blimey, here we are, back to normal.
Captain Purvis' office.
Yes, it's the one. Yes, he's the one I was after. Yes. Capital. Yes.
Who's calling, sir?
Nobody this end. I must be your end. Yes. Rear Admiral Ironbridge. Yes, put Purvis on, will you?
It's Rear Admiral Ironbridge, sir.
Oh, good grief, that'll be another hour of... Yes.
Yes, Purvis is there. Yes, put him on, yes.
Hello, the Rear Admiral Ironbridge?
No, you can't be. I am.
I didn't mean I meant... No, this is Captain Povey here, sir.
No, capital. Now, Povey, yes, why aren't you on it?
On it? On what, sir?
Why, this course, of course.
Course? What course, of course, sir?
Sent a memo, yes, that's what you did, yes. Civilian Adjustment Course. Yes, that's the one.
Oh, that course? Oh, there must be some mistakes, sir. I'm not considering civilian life for years yet. I'm a comparatively young man. I'm only just over 30.
I do beg your pardon.
I'll speak to you later.
No, not later. Now. Calls cost money, you know. No. Yes. Povey. You've got it all wrong. This isn't an adjustment course for civilian life. It's a course run by civilians. Yes, medical tests to see if men can adjust themselves to any climate. Yes, or emergency. Yes.
Oh, I see. Medical fitness, mental reaction, and all that sort of thing. Oh, if I'd known that, I'd have gone myself. Naturally, I don't want to burst, but I should probably have passed all the tests with flying colors.
Yes. Well... If you don't want to go, that's all there is to it. Now then, can you send somebody else?
I already have, sir. Some of the crew of Troutbridge are on their way there now.
Oh, splendid. Nice to have heard from you. Must go now. Tea up, you know. Yes, goodbye.
Hello, hello. Kid, what on earth was all that about?
Excuse me, sir, you haven't dealt with the AFO about redundancy yet.
Redundancy? Oh, well, you can deal with that one yourself, surely.
But I must have the names of any officers or men who are redundant in your command, sir.
There aren't any.
None at all?
None. Gren Cornwall, I was not born yesterday. If I give Admiralty the name of so much as one man they can get rid of, it'll start an investigation.
Yes, sir.
And the next thing is that Captain Povey will be redundant, and I'm not having that. Now, you send him a return marked nil, Rand Cornwall. A nil return.
Well, no sense in standing out here looking like the chorus from HMS Pinafore, gentlemen. May as well go in and get the course started.
Who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought old Thundercats would do it, eh, Mr. Phillips? Throwing us all on the scrap heap of life in our prime. Look, after all we've done for him, after all, we, together, us three, all we've done for him, he bites the mitt that shoves the grub in his mush. Never in the field of human conflict.
Yeah, all right. I think we've had all we wanted that on the way here, thank you.
I say. I just thought of something. It'll serve him right.
Yeah, no, Mr. Phillips, sir. If this little thing of yours is anything like the last one, we don't want to hear it.
No, the point is that old Thunderguts has dropped a shocking clangor.
Yes?
Now that he's told Admiralty we're redundant, they'll probably think he is as well.
Yes, of course. Fancy is not thinking of that.
Hey, pensioned off in the care of Mrs. Povey. And the best of British luck to him.
Oh, I feel much better about things now. Come on, let's get in.
Yes?
We've been asked to report here from Portsmouth.
One moment, please, gentlemen.
By all means. Take a time.
Yes?
Some naval gentlemen have arrived.
Oh, just coming.
I say, you've got a shocking cold, haven't you?
Yes, but I'm used to it.
Well, you get a lot of them?
No, same one all the time. It's because I have to sit in that draught from that flaming door every day.
Sir! Stone me! If that was a blast off, why didn't nobody do the countdown?
Sorry to keep you waiting. You'll be from Troutbridge, I presume?
Troutbridge, actually.
Yes, well, not being in the Navy myself, I wouldn't know about these things. Well, if you'll just follow me, I'll take you along to Dr. Charles.
Lovely.
In here, please. That's the style. Now, if you'll all just strip off, I'll just toddle off and tell the doctor you're here. Shan't be long.
No, wait. Come back.
No,
come,
what's the matter?
Well, it's just that I... Well, he said I don't... No, I mean, we shouldn't be... I mean, it's not right. I demand a scream. They've no right. I'm not...
I know what it is, number one, sir. Oh, Mr. Phillips. Mr. Phillips, sir, you're modest.
Well, why not?
Oh, go on, sir. Up out of your unmentionables. We'll all stand in a triangle with our backs to each other.
Oh, all right. But no peeping. No peeping over the shoulders, either of you.
Oh, for heaven's sake, hurry up!
Well, I'm being as quick as I can. They're in here, Doctor.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah!
Right, everybody behind everybody else. Here, one in the front gets the goose pimple.
Right, Scott, what are you supposed to be, the three graces?
Well, actually expecting...
Yes, all right, don't waste any more time. I'll examine you first, skinny ribs.
Who?
You, of course. Now, stethoscope, please, Arthur.
Here you are, Doctor.
Right, now, let's see.
Ah!
Where did he go?
Well, straight up in the air to begin with. And now I think he's under the couch, miss.
Madam, sir.
Oh, well, come on, out of there.
Not likely. Not until you warm the end of that thing.
Oh, sorry about that. Try and keep you a minute. I'll just take the chill off on this one. Breathe in.
Are you kidding? I breathed in all the puff I could when you jammed that thing on me.
I see. Well, breathe out. And again.
I can't. That's all there was.
I meant breathe in and out again, idiot. Right, fine. Cough.
Aye. Oh, righto.
Right. I'll have to get some linctus made up for that. I'll examine the rest of you later. Get dressed and follow the orderly as quick as you can. This is a specialised course, and the first thing is what we call the mystery room. Now, the idea is there's something strange about this room, and it's up to you to solve the problem.
Yeah, possibly, Doctor, but I don't quite see how this is going to help us with our future careers.
On the contrary, your whole future careers may depend on how you cope with the various tests we've designed for you.
If you're all set, gentlemen, perhaps you'd be good enough to follow me.
For one moment. Before you leave, put on these blindfolds. Now, you can take them off as soon as you've entered the room and we've left you. And, good luck.
Right. All blacked out, chaps. What was that? Oh, no, sir. It should be worn higher. It's supposed to be a blindfold, not a gag.
Whew, thanks.
Right. Now, hang on to each other and I'll lead the way.
Right, hang on to me, Mr. Phillips.
Careful. Easy does it.
Right.
Round you go.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute.
What's that I've got there?
Straight ahead, that's it. Bye-bye.
Cooey! Peek-a-boo! Anybody in?
Yes, Chief, we are. All right, let's take the blindfolds off.
You know, this is a jolly odd course.
It's obviously one of these psychological efforts. They'll examine what we do under various circumstances and decide what jobs we'll be best suited for.
For walls, ceiling, no windows, but light bulb, solid floor and...
What's the matter?
Where's the way out? There's no door.
Lammy, he's right. He's right. It's all walls.
But it can't be.
We must have made a mistake. The door must be over... No.
Where?
There, it's on that wall.
Where?
Of course, no. That's odd.
What are you talking about?
It's not then. There must be. They've forgotten it.
Can't have done. We came in here. It must be possible to get out again.
If you're right, where is the perishing door? There's no knob. There's no handle, no hinges, no nothing.
Don't panic. We know there's a way out somewhere. All we've got to do is to find it.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's the problem we have to solve.
I know, yes, I know. I've got it.
Take cover, lads. Mr. Phillips is having a think again.
No, it's perfectly simple. There must be a door in here somewhere. So if there's no handle, it must operate on one of those beam things.
What, infrared, you mean?
Do I? Yeah, oh, yes, very likely, yes. I meant one of those things where all you have to do is to walk up to it and it opens on its own.
Yeah, that's possible.
I think I'll try this wall first, just as a matter of principle. Now, if I'm right, all one has to do is to walk smartly towards the wall, like this, and the beam will open the invisible door at the last possible...
Right, he was wrong.
Try this wall.
Hang on a minute, I think my head's in orbit.
Right. Left hand down a bit, Mr. Phillips, sir, and straight ahead it is.
Well, if you're absolutely certain that...
Sure.
Right in the hooter. I feel all of a...
Well, only two more to go. Right hand up and straight ahead. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
There you go, sir.
Armbridge! Armbridge, you old fool! Where are you?
Oh, law. Sorry about this, Merivale, old man. Yes, yes, Admiral Balling for me.
Oi, oi. Anyone seen that old fool, Ironbridge?
Yes, yes, here I am.
Oh, never mind. Don't worry, I'll find him sooner or later.
Allow me, Ironbridge, I'm used to him. This is the Rear Admiral Ironbridge, Admiral.
Rear Admiral Ironbridge, Admiral. There's no such rank. Oh, I see. Oh, you're him. By Jodhpurs, that was quick. Told you I'd find him. Ironbridge! Ironbridge! You're a steaming nit.
Yes. Yes, that's me. Yes. Pardon?
This adjustment course of St. John's Wood. I've seen the memo thing you sent out, and you've got the blasted thing all wrong. Look, you've got to get that lot from Troutbridge out of there at once.
Yes. What? But they've only been there a day. Why, they found their way out of the doorless room. Yes, yes. And then they got the tropical heat treatment. Yes, yes. And good luck to them. Yes. Then they were thrown into the swimming pool. Yes, yes. They were doing splendidly. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, do leave off. Admiral's talking. And when we fixed this course up with those Harley Street weirdies, I said it was only for captains and above. Now you've filled the place up with a load of subs and chief petty officers.
Well, sir,
that's no excuse. Here I am with a captain I want to send on the course, and I can't get the idiot in because the place is full of other idiots. I'll get them out of there. Get the reports from the doctor, and if they're all still breathing, go down there and see them yourself. Now, what's the time now?
11:32, sir.
Good show, they're open. Right, carry on. Gangway, Admiral's going through. Oh, do get out of my way. I haven't got time to fall over idiots like you.
This way, gentlemen. You're doing splendidly.
Never mind how we're doing. I'm nearly done. It's all right for you.
Yeah.
It's all right for you standing there in your white coat looking hygienic. But flesh and blood can stand so much. And Pertwee's clean out of flesh and blood. Yeah. The blood went yesterday and the flesh had it this morning.
Nonsense, you're in cracking form. Now that's the door you want over there.
Lummy, she's dead right. It says exit. This way, chaps.
Keep going, gentlemen. We'll make it yet.
No, Doctor, I've always reckoned that, as it was the last test of this course, it's a bit of a dirty trick labelling the door of the refrigeration room exit.
Yes, possibly, Arthur, but if I told them the next test was a cold treatment, they'd never take it.
Excuse me, madam. It's Rear Admiral Bridge to see you.
Yes. That's me. Dreadful clangor. Must release chaps from Troutbridge at once. Yes, yes.
Wait, but they've nearly finished the course.
Can't be helped. No.
No?
You're too kind. They should never have been on the course in the first place.
But you're wrong. One of them's the ideal man. Personifies all the Navy stands for. In fact, up to now, he's stood for everything.
Can't be helped.
But, Admiral, you can't do this. I mean, after that bunch from Troutbridge, there's one who's completely unaffected by climate.
Really?
Yes, yes. Yes.
Do you mind?
Oh, I'm sorry. But you see, this man went through the tropical heat treatment without taking his clothes off. Now, the other two did, but he didn't. In the swimming bath, two of them took their clothes off and dived into the icy waters, but he dived in fully dressed.
Yes, and I'll tell you something else. I just looked through the spy hole of the refrigeration room, and the others have got their greatcoats on, but he hasn't.
Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, even when I inoculated him, he wouldn't take his coat off. I had to do it through his jacket.
Capital! Capital! Now, what was that?
The abominable snowman. Let him out, Arthur.
All right.
Icies! Get your lovely ices here!
Of all the dirty tricks... It's a good job you're a civilian, madam. In fact, it's a good job you're a madam. Otherwise, I should complain to Admiralty about this treatment. It must have been 20 below in there.
30 below, actually.
Hello, you chaps. It's jolly nippy in there.
That's the one. Look, he hasn't even put his greatcoat on in the cold room.
Well, I very nearly did. I mean, ever since that medical you gave me, I've had three uniforms on. Chap can't be too careful, you know.
Brilliant, you see, brilliant. There's initiative for you.
Oh, I do see what you mean. Yes, yes, see what you mean. No alternative. Yes, promotion, the only thing.
What? Promotion?
New your degree. Congratulations, Lieutenant Phillips.
Lieutenant Phillips?
Yes.
Now I've got two of them.
Sir, now that I've thawed out...
Oh, he thought he thawed a Lieutenant Puddytat.
Yeah, exactly. No. I was about to say that I can't understand what Sub-Lieutenant Phillips has done to deserve promotion.
Well, I should have thought that was painfully obvious. He showed no reaction to any of our tests whatsoever. A hardy type, that one. Yes, a caveman if I ever saw one.
What's she talking about? I've been frozen and boiled. But when doctors turn out to be ladies, Leslie's like a potato. He likes to keep his jacket on.
Mr. Phillips, shut up, or your promotion will go straight down the drain with the peeling.
Excuse me, madam.
Yes?
A Captain Hervey has arrived.
Oh, sorry to interrupt your course, gentlemen. Admiralty's mistake. Only meant for captains and above. You're to report back to Portsmouth immediately. You do understand.
Yes, we understand all right, sir. But what are you doing here?
Well, I'm on the course. Admiralty are picking out the cream of the service.
Well, they've got the clot.
Yeah, what was that? What was that, Sub-Lieutenant Phillips?
No, Lieutenant Phillips now, sir. Les has been promoted.
Promoted? What idiot promoted this fool?
Yes, yes! I am the idiot.
Well, long overdue, sir.
It would seem that even if we didn't complete the course, sir, Mr. Phillips got his promotion through it. Of course, if you don't want to take
it... Promotion? Oh, well, actually, I want to take the course. What do I have to do? No, gentlemen, please, before you report back to your ship, surely you can...
Yes, well, all right, I'll tell you, sir. Now, first of all, you get the room with the no-door hole.
Room with the no-door hole?
Then the hot treatment.
But I can't stand heat.
You will.
Strip off!
What?
Do you mind? There are gentlemen present.
Yes. Yeah, then you get the wet treatment, sir. I'll hold your jacket, sir. And then the cold treatment. Give us your hat. Then the injections, and watch where they put the needle. It can get very nasty. Yes. Oh, look! He's got long cons on! See you when you get back, sir. If you get back.
And that was Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee working their passage in The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, the doctor was Heather Chasen, the receptionist was Judy Cornwell, Rear Admiral Ironbridge was Michael Bates, Able Seaman Johnson was Ronnie Barker, and the Admiral was played by Taniel Evans. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnston. Thank you.